Welcome to another episode of Resilience Is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. Hey, what's going on, my Resilience family? I hope everyone is doing well and that you guys are enjoying your day or afternoon, or you're just relaxing in the evening time. So you know what's up. Come on in the room. Come on in. Go ahead and get you something to drink. Get you some water. Get you a glass of wine. Get in your favorite pop or what have you, or a cup of tea. And come on and sit down in your special room, get your favorite blankie or your favorite throw, and just have a sit down, prop your legs up, and let's take a deep breath in. Yes, exhale slow. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, 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 what's going on, my Resilience family? How are you doing? I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys had a good day, a good week, or you are now, you know, chillaxing on the weekend, depending on the day and time you're listening to me. But I'm hoping that you are doing good, right? You're doing really, really good. So how are you guys enjoying your first month of the new year? A lot has been happening, huh? We're not even done with January yet, and we already dealing with some stuff, huh? When it rains, it pours, right? It comes like woo, it just comes. So for some of y'all dealing with a lot, right? And it's like, when is it ever going to end? Oh, it will. But in the meantime, go ahead and just rest in the Lord, right? Let him take care of the issues that is facing you right now, and learn how to rest and enjoy life and enjoy it more abundantly, right? Enjoy the day, because God has everything all under control. You don't need to stress yourself about it anymore. You don't need to worry about it anymore. What more can you do about the situation? You've done everything that you could physically capable of do, you know, with your hands. You know, you've done what you could. But, you know, if it becomes way too much and it's just way beyond your pay grade, as people would say, or what have you, baby, just go ahead and give it to the Lord. Anyway, you should have gave it to the Lord a long time ago, even when you were doing what you were supposed to do. You took care of your business. You followed up. You answered the call. You did what you needed to do. And you did well with it, right? You did well with it. So listen, y'all, I'm not going to be on here long. I have been busy myself on this end. And, you know, I've been, you know, doing some things and whatnot. And I mean, it's all good stuff. Nothing bad or anything like that. But I had to really think about what I wanted to talk to you guys about. And I'm like, well, what is going on in people's lives today that, you know, emotionally wise, that, you know, I just want to, you know, remind them to, you know, to not allow the situation to beat them down, you know, or have them to do opposite or what have you. So I just wanted to say, just be true to yourself. You know, be true to yourself. You know who you are as a person. You know what you're capable of. You know what you can and cannot do. And you don't need to try to overexert yourself. Try to please other people. You know, don't even waste your time doing that. Be true to you. You know who you are. And I'm hoping that you do. If not, God will definitely reveal you about you. He will let you know, right? I often say to God, Lord, show me through your eyes. Because if I continue to look at myself and from my perspective, I won't be pleased. I've been there, done that. I won't be pleased. So I just say, Lord, show me through your eyes, because his perspective is way different than my perspective. And then when God reveals me to me, you know, I'm humbled. I am excited. I'm getting stirred up in my spirit, and, you know, and I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to just work in me and develop me and prep me and, you know, prepare me for what he has planned for the upcoming season in my life, right? And I can only be me. I can only be me. I cannot be anybody else. I can't, you know, try to replicate other people's personalities, you know, just to try to get the, just to get the likes or whatever. No. And I'm not that type of person anyway to do that. I've never been the one to try to, you know, replicate somebody else's style. I never was that person. I prefer this to be me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to pretend to be somebody else. That's just too tiring. And I don't got that kind of patience for that. So I've learned to really just walk in my shoes, you know, not nobody else's, you know, and deal with what I'm stepping in. You know what I'm saying? and adjust with that. And just with the discomfort and just with the new direction that God is guiding me, directing me. And, you know, and yeah, it feels uncomfortable sometimes. You know, it could be a little bit anxious, but you know, I have God with me. You know, he reminds me, I would never leave you. I never forsake you. You are not alone in this thing. I will help you through it. If you just stay with me and trust me, I will help you through it, you know, and he already has been preparing me, you know, so it's not like, he's put me in the middle of something and I don't have the tools to execute it. He's already been sharpening me for the past season, you know, so it's already there. But I have to get out of my own way and just do it. Just do it and do it with, you know, do it with sincerity, do it with, you know, with pureness of heart, and not try to be different, not try to act different, not try to, you know, be all whatever. So yeah, just be true to yourself. Be you. Learn to love you. Learn to love the position you're in right now. Okay, there's a lot of us that we're in a position that we're not really pleased to be in. Some of us have put ourselves in that position. The situation has led us to that position, and it's uncomfortable for some. It's disturbing for others. It's really like, you know, blah to others. It's like, you know, you just there and you're like, okay, you know, what's next kind of moment, you know. But wherever you are, just embrace it. You may not understand why you're there. You may not get it, and it may not feel so good, but you just stay there and trust God. He knows exactly when to move you. And here's the thing. When you are positioned someplace that you probably didn't purposely put yourself in or what have you, sometimes God is keeping you there for safety reasons. He's protecting you, right? He's covering you. He's making sure that, you know, whatever that the enemy's trying to attack, that he's going to keep you in lock and key. You know what I'm saying? I like not like imprison you, but he's keeping you safe. So sometimes, you know, we got to learn to just embrace that, you know, that God is protecting you out of his love for you, out of his concern for you. You know what I mean? So don't jump ahead. Don't get impatient. Don't get irritated. You know, even if you do, you just have to say, Lord, forgive me. Help me to be patient in you. Help me to rest in you. I may not understand why I'm still in this position, but I'm trusting in you. I know that this won't last forever, right? And just enjoy where you are at that moment. But don't try to, you know, act differently or do something differently or what have you. Just be you. Enjoy your space. Enjoy the moment where you are. This is also an opportunity to really get to know you. To get to know you better. Yeah, I know that may sound kind of crazy, but you know, when was the last time you really studied you? Oh, that's good. When was the last time you really studied you? Because if you really look at a year ago this time, you was not the same person. Your mindset was slightly different. You were anxious about a lot of things. You were worried about some stuff. You were dealing with a painful relationship. You know, you were dealing with some stuff or whatever. You know, you were going through things. But now here you are. You made it by the grace of God. He helped you through some things. You didn't think you wanted to get out of it. You didn't think you was going to survive. You didn't think you was going to be out of the hospital. You didn't think you were going to live. But here you are, right? And this is the moment where we really need to look at ourselves and see how much we have grown. See how resilient we are, that the trials and the tribulations and all of what we have endured, it has spiritually strengthened our muscles, where now that we are more stronger and wiser than we ever been before. Thank God for those challenges. Thank God for those trials and tribulations, because, you know, if you didn't go through this, you would still be locked in where you were a year ago. Your mindset will still be where it was over a year ago. But now you think it differently. Your posture is different. Your attitude is much different now. Now you can be able to, you know, be bold in your truth. You can start, you know, speaking your truth, speaking from your heart. You're not as timid like you used to be, right? Because of these challenges that you endured, that you faced over a year ago, you know? So maybe if you just, instead of getting annoyed and irritated because you feel stuck or in this position that you're in, why not just take that time and just look at you and just see how much you have grown? Just see, where there's still maybe some areas that you definitely want God to tap on. You know, say, Lord, I desire to be a little bit more carefree with this. So I need to be more compassionate with that person. Or, Lord, I just need you to help me to build my confidence a little bit more so I can go ahead and just, be more friendly towards people, or more kinder towards people, or whatever the case may be. This is the opportunity for you to see how much you have grown up. Okay, don't get all caught up in your faults and your stuff. Look at the growth. Look at what God has expanded in your life. Look what he has added into your life. You know, we get so locked in our problems and our situations, we fail to realize that God is still blessing us beyond measures. There are things, we don't deserve God's grace. We don't deserve his mercy. Come on now, we don't. But when we finally humble ourselves and we just really rest in him, and we finally look over our lives, we realize we are truly blessed and highly favored, that God has continued to pour his blessings upon us, and we don't deserve not near one of them, because we don't take the time out to say, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When was the last time you said, Lord, thank you? Not thank you that you got that ticket to go to the concert. Not thanking him that you got out of this tight situation that you got yourself in. No, don't thank him because of that. Thank him because who he is. Thank him for his kindness, for his mercy. Thank him for his love for you. Thank him that he didn't turn his back on you. Thank him. You know, when was the last time that you really said, God, I thank you? When was the last time you really sat and just reminisce of the beauty of God in your life, what he has done in your life, period? I'm telling you, if you just take that moment while you're in that resting position and just count back over how many times God has been good to you, right? And how he has helped you in so many different areas in your life. And you start to notice the blessings in your life and in your home and your family. And, you know, yeah, people may get on your nerve. Your spouse may get on your nerve. Your kids may get on your nerve. But you just got to thank God that they are not causing any more trouble. Or they're not a menace to society. They're not in jail. They're not, they're not runaways. You know, they're not running from the law, you know, or what have you. You better thank God that your babies are doing well. You know, they're in school, they're in college, they're in the military, or they're working. You better thank God that they still got their mind is still sharp, that they're not being enticed or pulled away from the protection and going out in these streets and acting all wild and crazy. I mean, you better thank him. You better thank God that your marriage is still together, even though your husband could be be a pain in the butt sometimes, but you still gotta thank God anyway, because he's a good husband, he's a good provider, he takes care of the bills, he do his best to take care of the family, and all of that. He tries his best to showcase his love for you, even though it may not be the way how you see how love should be distributed out, but he's doing the best he can. You better thank God. When was the last time you thank God for the blessings, right? So these are things that we need to look at while we in the position where we in, you know, so we don't get out of pocket. We don't act kind of cuckoo for cocoa puffs. We just stay true to ourselves. We embrace ourselves. We embrace the change of who we are becoming. That thank God we're not where we used to be. Thank God that we have not lost our mind. Thank God that we're not in that mindset where we were 10 years ago. Thank God that we were not, you know, that we're not doing stuff that we used to do that got us in trouble with the law. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for growth. Thank God for maturity. You know, thank God that God had, you know, stripped away some of those bad habits that you, you know, that you kept, you know, hiding in your spiritual closet. You didn't want nobody to know about it, but you did it in the back, in the valley, in the dark. You know, you did it somewhere that you didn't want nobody to know you were doing it, but God knew, right? But you finally repented of that, and God started to change your ways, change your life, change your behavior, change the taste bud in your mouth. Come on now. Change your vision, change your hearing, okay? Change your conversation, okay? You're not the same person that you used to be before. This is the time when you really got to start saying, God, I thank you. Thank you for still teaching me and, you know, showing me and developing me. Thank you, God, for making changes in my life, you know, because God loves us so much. He doesn't want us to stay stagnant and stuck. He doesn't want us to keep, you know, get all swallowed up in our depression or swallowed up in our anxiety or swallowed up, you know, in our problems. No, he wants us to, you know, cast those things to him, talk to him about some issues, and he in return will give us his peace. He will give us the strength that we need to keep persevering, to keep pushing, to keep striving, right? And to enjoy life. He created this day for us to enjoy it and to enjoy it abundantly, more abundantly, right? But not allow the strife of this world to rob us from enjoying life. So take the time out to just, you know, really look at you and see how much you have grown up. Write it down in your journal and just say, Lord, I'm grateful that I'm able to vocalize what's on my heart. I'm grateful that I have a relationship with you, because before I didn't know how to talk to you. I didn't even know how to come to you. But now I know exactly how to do it. And I'm so glad that I have a relationship with you. You know, just look how far you have come by the grace of God. No credit to you. I mean, yeah, you made a decision in your life that you wanted to change. You took that big step. You took that big leap of faith and said, Lord, I'm ready to be changed. I'm ready to live a different life. Lord, I don't want to live this hell life that I created for myself no more. Okay, I want to enjoy life and enjoy it to the full, to it overflows. And yes, God will come in and he will start making some major corrections in your life. The Holy Spirit will start doing a major reconstruction, you know, starting from the inside of your heart, from your soul to the outside of your physical being, right? And you're going to start seeing that. You're going to start sensing that. You won't be, having the desires of doing the things you used to do, or having that taste of doing something that you know you shouldn't be touching or tasting or feeling. Okay. right? You know, because that comes in the process. But you know, if you said in your, and you said to God that you don't want to live that way no more, you don't want to do those things no more, you don't want to touch that stuff no more, or what have you, trust me, that taste will be gone out your mouth. It won't be in your system. God knows how to clean you out real good. He knows how to take care of his children better than we know how to take care of ourselves, right? So just learn how to just really sit and rest in the new you, the new emerging you, right? God is doing a new thing in your life, okay? The old is gone, it's deceased, it's gone, honey. Don't go back into that old way of living that doesn't even exist no more in your life. Now you are into the new thing. You are tapping into this new beginning, this new journey in your life. This is it's still a fresh new year, y'all, okay? We still in the beginning of the new year, okay? This is not May, this is not June, this is still January. So we still have time to really get ourselves back into alignment with the Lord, to get back into his word, to get back and building our prayer life, right? Continue on building that relationship with him. Just don't say you know God, but you fail to have a relationship with him. Come on now. There's a lot of us fake church folk out there that say they oh, I know the Lord, but do you have a relationship with him? Okay, you know a lot of associates at your job, but you don't have a relationship with them. You haven't been to their house before. You haven't broke bread with them. You haven't really sat down and get to know them intimately. Not saying in a sexual sense, but you know what I'm trying to say. You know, but you know of them. Just like you know of God, but you don't have an intimate relationship with him. It's a huge difference, y'all. And we need to stop playing these games. Like you say, you know him, but you don't. You're not living it. Okay, come on now. We got to get our life in order here. There's too many people playing these games out here, and there's a lot of people dying and going to hell. And that's the real talk. Nobody wants to talk that talk, but it's the real talk, okay? So you need to get your life in order. And that's everybody, okay? Everybody's going to be held accountable. Everybody's going to face him on the day of judgment. Everybody's going to go up there. Everybody's going to bow before him, okay? Everybody, okay? You're not exempt. Nobody is exempt. I'm sorry to tell you. So you need to get it together. You need to get it right. God loves you so much, and he wants to reveal some things to you. He wants to help you through some things. He loves you, loves you, loves you. You don't even know how deep that love is. Ooh-wee. For those of you who have already established a relationship with the Lord, you already know, honey. Come on and testify. You already know. But those of us that's learning how to start this relationship with the Lord, trust me when I tell you, baby, he loves you. Okay, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loved you from the beginning of time, and he is time. That's how much he loves you. That love would never cease. It would never die. It would never end. There's nothing that can separate that love for his children, right? No matter how many times you mess up, that love still remains the same. And he wants to help you through whatever you've been dealing with, whatever you've been fighting, whatever you are addicted to, whatever that's been a stronghold in your life, whatever that has been a hiccup, whatever that's been going on in your life that has been pulling you away from him, that has been a struggle to get to study the word. He is there to help you, to save you, to deliver you, to restore you, to revive you. He's there to help you through whatever you need. You just got to be the one to say, Lord, come into my heart. Lord, help me. I need deliverance. I need you to fix me. I need you to live in my life. I want to be made new all over again. And he will be happy to do that. Right? But for us, for the rest of us, for all of us out there, come on. You are in a position right now where the enemy has probably already been talking to you and just been playing with your emotions and everything and having you to feel some kind of way, you know, and you may have to act a certain way to get what you want, to get what you need and all of that stuff. No. Be you. Learn how to rest in you. Learn how to just, you know, to you know, embrace the new you. You are not that same person anymore. You are a different person. You are a powerful woman of God. You are a strong woman of God. You are a resilient woman of God. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have the ability to be successful. God has already equipped you with more than enough. My goodness, girl, you are already a walking success. You are already a walking success. There's books in you. There's projects in you that has not yet been birthed out. You know, there's great things in you. So don't believe the lie of the enemy telling you that you're too old, you this, you're that, you don't have a college degree, you don't even have a high school diploma and all this other bunch of stuff. Well, hush up, child. I don't believe the lie of the enemy. God knows exactly where you are. He placed you where you are, and he can use you where you are. Come on. But you got to let him come in and let him take full dominance over your life, because he knows exactly where you need to be. He has already planned your life out anyway, you know. So you could just be at rest and knowing that, you know, that God already got my life established, and it's a good thing. That's the thing. It's a good thing, you know, because God wants to bless us bountifully, not just in our finances, but every area in our lives, right? And who does not want that? Who does not want that? I know I do. I want blessings upon blessings upon blessings over my life, not for me to hoard it, but to be a blessing to others as well, right? To be of service to those who are in need, to those that need to be encouraged, to those that need support. You know, God has blessed me with so much that I definitely have to go ahead and execute it out to somebody else, to be a blessing to someone else, you know, to share my testimonies to someone else, to stir them up, you know, stir the gifts in them so they don't stay complacent and they don't procrastinate, or they don't get, you know what I'm saying? And they could just go ahead and just start right where they are. They don't have to wait for anything. Just do it. A lot of us are just waiting for the moment. What is the moment? You don't even know when the moment is. You're just waiting for the moment. That moment may not even come. And if it come, ain't gonna come the way you want it to come. So why not just go ahead and get started now, right? But do it with fairness and do it with honesty. You know, do it as the way that God has, you know, created and designed you to be. Don't act like somebody else. Just be you. Be you. Love on the new you. Embrace the new you. Be happy that you're not where you used to be. And be thankful to God that you don't look like what you've been through. Oh, sookie, okay? You don't look like what you've been through. Because some of y'all been through hell. Y'all been through it. Okay, and you don't look it. There's no burn on you. You know, you don't smell like smoke or nothing. Oh, you are a true living testimony of what God has brought you from, right? So take the moment and just look at what God has done for your life and just embrace that. Embrace you and just say, I'm proud of where I am going. I'm proud of where God has taken me. I'm proud of myself that I finally decided to let go of me and let God in. Amen. Look, I'm done. Yeah, I told you I wasn't going to be here long. I'm done. I hope this blessed you. I hope this really helped you and to help you to stay encouraged and to not get complacent, not get distracted. Don't allow the enemy to play with your mind. Okay. Embrace where you are, my sister. You are doing great. You are doing good. Get back on track. Continue on planning. Continue on producing. Continue on creating, designing, continue on working on your purpose for a purpose, okay? You are here for a purpose. You are here on purpose, okay? Don't let the enemy tell you that you ain't got nothing to offer. You got more than enough to offer, and it's an overflowing blessing. Come on. All right. So take care, guys. I'm going to close it with a prayer. And I pray you all have a blessed day, blessed evening, blessed week, blessed weekend. Until next time. So, Father God, thank you for this platform. Thank you for this opportunity that I'm able to speak to my resilience family one more time. I pray, God, that we would take this encouragement at heart and that we apply it to our lives. Help us, oh Lord, to just take that moment where we are, that position where we are, that we have, that we need to rest for a moment and just count our blessings and just thanking you, God, that we are not where we used to be. Help us, oh Lord, to embrace what we see of us through your perspective. Help us, oh God, to embrace what you see about us. Because sometimes we still get locked up in our own insecurities and our own failures. But God, you don't see failures in us. You see perfection in us. Help us to see what you see, Lord, and help us to be exceedingly glad and joyful and be excited about what is to come for us, because what you have planned for us is amazing. It's going to be, it's going to bless us so well that we have no choice but to testify and to just say, God is a good God, right? And we just want to go ahead and just glorify your name through what you have already gifted us in. Help us, oh God, to get out and to do the projects and the assignments and, you know, all what you have given us to do. Help us to not get stuck or complacent, but that we just move forward and to be a blessing to others, because there are others that need to be encouraged, just like we need to be encouraged as well. We thank you, Lord, for this day, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, y'all.